Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
10:40 here on this Friday evening. Final couple of minutes of happy hour with JJ Chachy-Strzemski right here on The Fan. And it was a good week for yours truly in week 12. We needed it. After a 1-4 week 11, we had a 4-1 week 12. And it's been that kind of year. Feel like hot and cold, cold and hot. Can't string them together. We got to find a way to get over that 500 mark. Now, I promised you a special guest. You're going to get that special guest in about 4 or 5 minutes. First, you got to deal with me, and we got to try to make it back-to-back winning weeks. So without further ado, let's hit it. Week 13 edition of the world-famous JJ After Dark Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Let's get it. We were 4-1 last week, 28-31-1 on the year. Need another winning week. We're going back to the well with a team that did us dirty last week. That's right. I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts, laying the 3 against the Houston Texans. Couple different reasons. One, the Texans, I think, are being overvalued after what we saw on Thanksgiving Day against a putrid Lion team. Second of all, the Colts are 4-0 against the number in their last 4 games on the road against the Houston Texans. And you take away Will Fuller, you take away Bradley Roby, you bring back DeForest Buckner, which is a handicap we failed to realize, no doubt, in the game last week against Tennessee. Colts are the better team. They need this game a lot more. The loss of Fuller is a killer. Love Indy laying the 3 in game 1. Game 2, I'm giving you my best bet of the week here with the second pick. The New England Patriots getting points against the Los Angeles Rams is an absolute joke. You're telling me I'm getting points with Bill Belichick against Anthony Lynn? What am I missing here? Patriots. Listen to this. 10-4 straight up, 11-3 in their last 14 games as an underdog. On the other hand, the Chargers stink against the spread. I mean, they stink, period. But they're 0-5 against the number in their last 5 games. Patriots still have a pulse. Chargers can't stop the run. New England, I love them this week. +1.5, but they're winning the game outright. Third game, Monday night, part 1. Give me the Washington football team +7 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Steelers are due for one here. I think Washington with extra time to prepare. The Steelers coming off a short week. This could be a problematic matchup for them. And I like what I've seen from Alex Smith. I like what I've seen from that Washington pass rush. They're keeping that game close. Give me the Washington football team +7. You hear the music. That means you're getting the pick. Vegas. The Raiders laying the 8.5 against the Jets. When in doubt, fade the Jets. That's what it comes down to. This game would scare me a lot more if Vegas had won against Atlanta last week. They didn't. So they need to be focused. They got embarrassed by the Jets last year. I know Josh Jacobs ain't playing. This should be a get-right spot for Derek Carr. He should absolutely torch that putrid Jets secondary. Again, when in doubt, fade the Jets. Final game. Going back to the well with this team. They were good to me last week. I'm taking them again. I like the 49ers, and I think this line is telling with San Francisco, a losing team, now favored here on Monday night against the Buffalo Bills. The Niners get after the quarterback. The Bills don't perform well on Monday night. How about this for a stat? The Niners are 13-3 against the spread in their last 16 Monday night games. More importantly, they're healthy. Deebo Samuel's back. Raheem Mostert's back. Richard Sherman is back. I think it's going to be a big-time effort from the San Francisco 49ers. Line movement tells the story. Give me the Niners. Final pick. Laying the point. Now, a couple of you wonderful callers, friends, mentioned the same guest for our surprise guest for this week's Unlocks of the Week. And it shouldn't be a surprise because, after all, he's a part of the competition. And he's still winning the competition, even in retirement. We welcome back my good friend, my former colleague, the maestro, Harris Allen. It's good to say that, Harris. How the hell are you?
Sounds good. JJ, my kid brother, how are you, man?
Harris, it is great. Let's get Fleegs up as well so we have a little overnight reunion. We have Fleegs on the line.
I am here, and it is so great to hear the voice of Harris Allen.
Isn't this great, Harris? It feels like old times again.
It is exactly like old times, except it's not 4:30 in the morning.
It's not 4:30 in the morning, and here's the other difference. Your baseball team is actually going to spend money, and you don't have to hear Mike Fliegelman complaining about it.
Well, look, let's wait and see what happens here, because it's not like so far they're breaking the bank or anything. So, you know, let's see. But I do.
Harris, when in doubt, your team will be spending and spending big. So, you know, you go into retirement, you're enjoying yourself, and you're still kicking my ass and Fleeg's ass. Thanks, bro.
We already, because of COVID, we have not had the dinner that you guys are supposed to buy me because of last year's victory.
You told me I'm going to have to buy a second dinner now. That's what it's looking like, I guess.
Well, look, here's the thing. If I could have one nice, like, 4-1, 5-0 week while you have a sort of, you know, 2-3, 1-4, maybe something like that, I could be in a situation where I'm, you know, kind of cruising my way. So
right now you're 5 up in the loss column on me, for what it's worth, 6 up in the loss column on Fleek. So yep. Comfortable lead, but still we got some work to do. That's fair.
Yeah, slowly I've been sort of inching my way away from you a little bit, because I heard you say last night it's been a crazy year, and it has. It's like you look at where we were, say week 3, week 4, you had, you know, everybody was all over the Ravens, and now, like, where the Ravens are not even a playoff team. And, you know, you had Seattle and Kansas City. Neither of them are playing great defense. I mean, look, as long as Mahomes is there, Kansas City's going to be Kansas City. But defensively, you know, they and the Seahawks, especially Seattle, are, you know, not stopping anybody right now. So it's like it's been a crazy year.
Harris, it sure has, but yet 32-26-2 on the air. So I think the audience is probably going to be more excited for your picks than mine and for Fleegs. So the floor is yours for the first time this year. It's good hearing that voice. Let it rip. What do you got?
Here we go. We have you and I have two games in common, but one we're on the same team and one we are on opposite sides. So let me start with, give me the Minnesota Vikings, okay, -10 over the hapless Jacksonville Jaguars. The Vikings, one of those teams, they started out, I think, 1-5, or have won 4 of 5 since then. Cousins has thrown for 300 yards, so close to it, for 3 games in a row. The Jaguars are the Jaguars, so I'm going to lay the 10 points there, and I'll take the Vikings. They're still, you know, have a shot at a playoff spot, so let's see what happens there. Game number 2, I'm with you. Actually, there are 3 games that we're sharing together. I am with you.
Oh, wow, that means it's either going to be a really good week or bad week. I'm not sure.
Well, sure. No, I'm with you with the Las Vegas Raiders over the New York Jets. You know, I always usually laugh when you know, a prognosticator says, oh, this team got waxed last week. They're going to be really mad this time around. They're going to come out. I don't buy that stuff. But in this case, I'm going to violate my own rule, because after that embarrassment against Atlanta, the Raiders are going to come back strong. And as you said, they'll slice and dice the Jets. So I've got the Raiders -8.5. On that one, give me the Packers. You know, you and Fliegelman both took the Packers last week, and I was wondering why the hell I didn't.
Yeah, you missed out on that. That was easy money, Harris. One of the easiest games I've had this year, to be honest with you.
And especially because they're a team that I've had success with this year. But I'm not going to let that happen again. The Eagles are not good. You know, the spread bothers me a little bit, but we'll take a shot at that one. Green Bay -8.5. I am with you on Washington FT for all the reasons you stated. Short week for the Steelers. Alex Smith looking very rejuvenated all of a sudden. If he can stay healthy, you're getting 7 points. I'll take Washington +7. Steelers, I kind of think you're right that, you know, Steelers may win a narrow one, but not cover. And finally, I go against you on this one. The team that you and Fliegelman both continue to utterly disrespect this entire year, and you're still doing it. You ignore the Buffalo Bills. And I'm sorry, I don't get it. You know, the 49ers are battling, and, you know, they're doing okay. But to me, it's the Bills. And I thought it was a pick'em. So you said that, what was this, a 1 point?
I'm giving you a point right now, Harris, because the line I'm looking at right now has San Francisco favored by a point. So I'm giving you a point here in this game. Not that it's going to matter, but you're getting it.
Bills +1. I'm all over that one. So there are my 5 picks for you.
All right. Don't go anywhere, because you got to listen to what our buddy Mike Fliegelman has to say. Because Fleegs, listen, last 2 weeks, bro, as bad as can be, let's get out of it, bro. We got to get it going once again.
A couple weeks ago, I was a game behind Harris with my eyes on first place, but then an 0-5 and a 1-4 will really knock you out of that. I went from first to worst in the span of just a week and a half, 2 weeks. So, got to fix that. Here's how I'll try to bounce back. Hopefully, you're still hot, because I think this is a record. I'm with you on 4 games. I don't think we.
Oh, boy. You better either bring the. I better bring the juju, or you better snap out of it. One or the other. That's all.
So that is going to work.
And then Harris on another game. So the first thing I'll say is Harris is right. I've been disrespecting the Bills all year in our group chat, but maybe the only thing I've done right in the picks is not take that to the unlock. I'm staying away from them. Game number one, let's make this a family play. I'm also on the Raiders -8.5.
Very nice.
The Jet fan in me is a little worried, because at this point, a Jet win at any point in the season would just be a gut punch, unlike I've seen from the Jets probably since week 17 in 2015. But the football watcher in me, even without Josh Jacobs, the Raiders passing attack should do more than enough against this pathetic Jets team and defense and lack of a secondary. And when you combine the revenge game, or the bounce back from last week, and then getting revenge for what the Jets did to their season, not just that game last year, that's what torpedoed the Raiders' entire season. They fell apart after the Jets ran over them in MetLife Stadium. So the Raiders have to bounce back. They will in a big way. Game number two, I also like the Patriots against the Chargers, +1.5, but to win outright. A couple weeks ago, I took the Patriots to Houston, saying Bill Belichick and this team will get the job done, knowing that a playoff berth is still on the table for them. They didn't against Houston, but I'm going to use the same logic here, because the Chargers are still the Chargers, and I can't take them as a favorite. Can't trust them against anybody. Bill Belichick against Anthony Lynn, yeah, I'm going to take Bill Belichick. Give me the hoodie, +1.5. Game number three, I also like the Colts, JJ, -3. Houston's been playing a lot better lately, but their schedule, I mean, they beat Jacksonville. They had that rain mess against Cleveland. The New England win, maybe that's a little impressive. And then the Lions on Thanksgiving. This Colts team is much better than any of those teams. The defense is much better than what any of those teams are going to show you. And you take away Will Fuller, and you take away Bradley Roby. I like the Colts, -3. The Colts need to bounce back after what the Titans did to them last week. Game number four. JJ, I said this to you during the Ravens-Steelers game early in the week, that I was going to take Washington, and a lot of people caught on to that. I'm upset the line came down a little bit, but even +7, I'm still going to take them. The scheduling changes, all of the nonsense and everything that the Steelers have had to deal with this year, the really early bye, They've looked sloppy. Maybe they're tired. I don't know what it is, but they're due for a tough game, even if they win a close game. And not only that, we still haven't had one thing we always get, the Mike Tomlin dud game against an awful team. It comes every year. We haven't had it yet this year. The Washington football team isn't awful, but they're worse than most of the teams the Steelers have played. Maybe we get it right now. Washington plus 7. And game number 5, this is where I'm with Harris. I'm sticking with the team that only team that was good to me last week, the Packers. I've seen the Packers play recently. I've seen the Eagles play recently. That's all, enough and all I need to say for laying the Packers minus 9.
Fellas, this was a ton of fun, but we are going to sign off on a Met note because I know it's near and dear to both of your hearts, and we haven't been together in quite a while. I am giving you one player each that you want on the Mets 2021 and beyond. Maestro, I'm starting with you. One guy, you want him to be a Met, who would it be?
Well, look, if it has to be one, it's always pitching. So I have to, as much as you know, I love George Springer and want George Springer on this team. If I have one guy, it's got to be Trevor Bauer.
Wow, I'm surprised by that. I thought you were going to give me Springer. That's my guy. That's what I've been screaming about for weeks, Harris.
Look, I don't disagree, and I'd love to get them both. But if it's got to be one, it's got to be pitching. And by the way, I don't think Corey Kluber, who would come at a very low price, is an additional extra guy is a bad signing for whatever team decides to do that.
Interesting. I kind of think he's shot, to be honest with you.
He may be, but if you're paying him nothing plus incentives, then it could be a win-win situation.
Fleegs, are you in agreement?
I am. I was a big catcher guy. I wanted Realmuto. It doesn't seem like that is the direction they're going to be going in. So I believe in catching, and I believe in pitching. Center field is really important, too, but I would go with the guys, the main battery first. So I'm also with Bauer if I had to pick one. But listen, if they're signing McCann instead of Realmuto, forget one. I want both. Go get me Bauer. Go get me Springer. I'm getting greedy. It's a new era of New York Mets baseball. Let's go.
Harris, absolutely. Did you ever hear this? I mean, what world are we living in, bro?
It's time to let's make a quick statement. Steve Cohen establishing who's in charge here. And look, I'm in total agreement. Spend some money. Go ahead. You got it.
And we love Trevor May. It's a good start.
Fellas, I love you both. And know this. Steaks, craps, and a whole lot of fun is probably coming our way after a vaccine. So whenever that happens, Harris, I'm a man of honor. That dinner is on me, okay?
I'm looking forward to it, but there's a long way to go yet, so we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll do this again playoff time or something.
Harris, whenever the hell you want, you know where to find us, bro. You know where to find us. And how is retirement treating you, by the way, for the audience?
Retirement is nice. I mean, it's very satisfying to feel like you put your time in, you work your butt off, and you get a chance finally to kick back a little bit and reap the rewards, so to speak. I just wish I could be out and about and traveling a little more and all that stuff. But hopefully, a couple more months, we'll be at that light at the end of the tunnel, and we'll have some more of the sweet stuff coming.
Harris, Fleegs, love you both. Good job, all right, fellas?
Love you, man. It's been fun.
Love you,
the
guys.
The Maestro, Harris Allen, the Nittany Lion, Mike Fliegelman. Huff, you got to get in on this. I didn't forget about you, bro, but you got to be quick. So
I'm
going to
be
got?
Very quick, and Rosenberg's here too, so I'll make it very quick.
All right, let's go, fellas. Let's go. Family party. Let's go.
Very simple. The Jets are terrible. Raiders, minus 8.5. I'm
this
taking that.
This is a family play. Everybody on let's the Raiders go. Right now. Dangerous. Very dangerous.
I like what Harris, and I think Fleegman picked it too, but the Packers over the Eagles, minus 8.5. I'm down for that. I'm going to throw out another local pick. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I think that the Giants defense will hold their own a little bit. The plus 11, I see that. I'll take that with the Giants versus Seahawks. Patriots, I'm with you. Getting points versus the Chargers, I'm on that. And then, again, I'm against you on this, though. Bills plus 1 versus the 49ers, I'm going to take that. I'm taking Bills.
A little heads-up action there. Okay, Pete, we're riding together on two. As Meatloaf once said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Rosenberg, you've been the king of the prop.
Absolutely.
You have stunk on side, so I hope it's only props today, to be honest with you.
You're not going to like these two game picks I have. I'm with you on the Colts and the Washington football team.
Well, listen, as they say, Rosenberg,
you're not going to like
blind
them.
Squirrel, sooner or later, is going to find a
That's
knot, right.
And I won't go into all the reasons, whatever. Colts minus 3, Washington football team plus 7. I like this parlay at minus 130. Raiders, Packers, Chiefs. I'm not going to go into why, but listen, the Jets are 0-16. Eagles have no QB and no offensive line. Broncos are a disaster, and the Chiefs are really good. Play the money line when you play parlays. Much easier. Two props.
And you have no prop for me today?
Two props. Two props.
Okay, I was going to say, I need a prop.
Two props. Brandon Allen, under 212 and a half passing yards against your Dolphins. Dolphins that are holding opposing quarterbacks at 205 passing yards over its last three games. In his four NFL starts, Allen has topped 200 yards just once. Under. The last prop, a little fancy prop. Darnold to throw a pick and Wentz to throw a pick, you can get a plus 115.
Raiders That's has, not bad. Raiders I'm getting plus six money on those two quarterbacks to throw an interception.
Raiders
like
have
that.
Six picks as a defense since week 10 and faced Darnold, eight interceptions in seven starts. Wentz, the most intercepted quarterback in the NFL. Wentz and Darnold are the only two starters in week 13 who are averaging more than one interception per game. Parlay it, plus 115.
This was awesome. Unbelievable work. Rosenberg, Hoff, Fleegs, Maestro. I mean, that's what you call basically the convention of the community. That's exactly what it was. The Week 13 edition of the Unlocks of the Week. What a show. That's how you end a week. I mean, now I'm in great spirits, even though it's going to be miserable and rainy and disgusting tomorrow. But hey, what are you going to do? Great work by Hoff on the other side. Calls, you guys, love you. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. Want to thank Jared Smith. Want to thank Jason Katz. You got a Bob Uecker update coming up at the top of the hour, which is right about now. And then we will turn it over to the legend, the schmooze, Stevie Summers, who's coming up in a little bit right here on the Fan. I hope everybody enjoys their weekend. Be safe. Cash those tickets. Hopefully the Raiders will take care of all of us. That'd be nice. Until Monday at 7, JJ signing off. Enjoy your weekend. Be good, everybody.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.